And good morning. This is Tony Accardi for Lowell Sunrise, and my guest this morning is Jesse Hines, who's an associate professor here at the University of Massachusetts in Lowell. And Jesse, you were involved with the translation and the editing into English of an inspiring book called The Secret War, or Secret War. And we usually don't do books in this particular segment, but this is truly an amazing story, and it's truly something that inspires people. Regis Regopoulos, I believe I'm pronouncing the name correctly.
Yes.
Was a member of a secret organization in Greece called the 5-16-5, which was involved with the resistance of the Nazis. First off, for you, explain how you became involved with the entire project for us, Jesse.
I attended a conference in Greece at the invitation of Regopoulos' son, Dionysos, and just by chance, during that conference, as we were talking, we were actually sitting on a bus together, riding back to Athens from Sparta, and he pointed out a monument to his grandfather, who had been executed by the Nazis, and I was fascinated by his story of how the Germans would hold hostages, and then when the resistance attacked, they would execute the hostages in reprisal. The Greeks suffered a huge percentage of civilian deaths, as well as, of course, military deaths, due to these reprisals and other situations. Basically, people starved to death as well as in Stalingrad. And so Dionysos invited me to meet his father, who was still alive and is still alive even today. And I met him, and we sort of hit it off very quickly, and we got this idea of creating a book out of his story, but it turned out that he had already written the story in 1973, and I was fortunate enough that he allowed me to experiment with a translator here who's actually another local person. That's Eleni Didoglu. She's from Andover, and at the time that I met her, she was a senior at UMass Amherst, and she did the rough translation of the book, and then I worked with Regis for 3 years to smooth it and try to give it the feel that it had of the original book in Greek.
Well, when we think about the Greek resistance to the Nazis, we also think about many factions of resistance that were there. There were communists and monarchists and Democrats that were resisting the Nazis, but they all had one common cause, Jesse, and that was to keep liberty going within that country. During my college days, I was fortunate enough to have a professor. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His name was Theodore Vratis, and he wrote a book called Hammer on the Sea. And I read the book as a student of his just because I was interested, and it was a very similar theme, the theme being of the starvation that there was in Greece in this time and the resistance, the brave resistance that these people gave to this occupation. Can you tell us a little bit about what the circumstances in Greece were during Nazi occupation? People were starving, as I understand.
Well, that's for sure, and I certainly don't claim to be a historian in this field. The story Secret War is a very personal story, and my involvement with it is personal, but I did some additional reading. As you said, there are some other books. There's a book by Mark Mazower called Hitler's Greece, which is very informative, and one by a professor at Simon Fraser University called Guerrilla Warfare and Espionage in Greece, and that's by Andre Gerolamatis. In any event, the Nazis actually came into Germany to help the Italians. The Italians had attacked and had actually been pushed back by the Greeks, and then the Nazis came in, and when the Nazis came in, of course, they requisitioned everything there was, and in so doing, they caused the starvation that you were mentioning, because they took basically all the crops and all the food, and there was very little that one could get, especially in Athens. And so there were many young people like Regopoulos, who was 26 years old at the time, who were looking for any way that they could to resist this occupation. And there were many hidden radios throughout Athens and throughout Greece, and Nikopoulos was able to hook up with a radio set operator, and from there he was able to surround himself with people who could feed him information that he would then filter and broadcast to the Allied services that were actually in Turkey at that time.
Our guest this morning is Jesse Haynes. He's the University of Mass Lowell, an associate professor. The name of the book is Secret War, and it's a story of Regis Regopoulos, who was in the 5-16-5, which was a, I'll call it an espionage or an underground unit to resist the Nazis in Greece. Let's talk about some of the personal stories that you say that this book actually is about. Regis Regopoulos, he escaped into Turkey, but some of his comrades did not, and they were executed. Why don't you tell us some of those stories?
Well, of course, each one is an individual story, but the organization that you've been mentioning was discovered by the Germans when they arrested a fellow named Menagatos. Menagatos was an agent of the British Secret Service, and he was carrying information from the central headquarters, which was Regopoulos and another man named Radiadis, to the kikes, which were boats with motors and sails that plowed the Aegean Sea and the routes between Turkey and Greece at that time. They arrested Menagatos, and they found on him a huge amount of incriminating evidence, some of which was clearly traceable to certain people. The one person who's one of the main characters in the story, besides Regopoulos, of course, is a fellow named Alexander Kairis. And Alexander Kairis had penetrated the archives of the Germans in their headquarters for engineering for southern Greece. And he provided not only invaluable information about what was going on, but also a lot of the future plans of the Germans. And these were being transmitted. There were also operatives in Piraeus, the harbor of Piraeus, and they were also feeding such information.
Well, Alexander Kairis, actually his I won't say his colleagues, but the people he lived with, believed that he was working with the Germans and did not understand, obviously, that he was part of a movement to help destroy the Nazis.
Exactly, and he withstood the rejection of everyone but his family. Even Regopoulos himself wasn't sure, even though he knew that Kairis, since he had been a child, and they were childhood friends and had grown up together, played together, etc. And when Regopoulos heard what he was doing, he wasn't sure. He says that he couldn't believe that he would be a Nazi collaborator, but he couldn't be sure that he wasn't either. And then when he finally got a chance to sit down and talk to him, actually Kairis came forward and presented himself to Regopoulos and said, listen, this is what I'm doing, and this is where I am, and this is the information that I can provide.
Jesse, we're going to take a quick break for traffic and weather together. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on 5-16-5. This is Tony Accardi for Lowell Sunrise.